Let's pray. Oh Lord God, help us now really to worship you. We thank you for this occasion. We bless thy name for setting apart this hallowed day. Lord, will you shut the door upon the world for us this morning? Help us to forget our worries. Enable us to rise clean out of this world, but for this hour, catch us away unto thyself. We don't ask to be entranced nor to see an angel in shining apparel, but we do ask that by faith we may see Jesus, and may his presence be so evidently realized among us that we may rejoice as well as if our eyes beheld him, and love him and trust him and worship him as earnestly as we should do if we could now put our fingers into the very print of the nails. Oh, Savior, accept these, our poor praises. They come from those you love, and as we prize any little thing that comes from those we love, so do we feel that you will accept the thanksgiving, the reverential homage of your people, redeemed ones who are people unto thee, whose names are graven on the palms of thy hands, of whom thou art the active head, and for whom thy heart beats true and full of love even now. We worship the Father, we worship the Son, we worship the Holy Ghost with all the powers of our being. We fall before the awful yet glorious throne of the infinite majesty of heaven. The Lord accept us since we offer these praises in the name of Jesus. And now, most blessed Lord, look down upon those who do not love thee. O Redeemer, look upon them with those eyes of thine which are as flames of fire. Let them see how ill they treat thee. May they consider within themselves how dire is the ingratitude in which can be negligent of a Savior's blood, indifferent from a Savior's heart. Oh, bring the careless and the godless to seek for mercy. Let those that are postponing serious things begin to see that the very thought of postponement of the claims of Christ is treason against his majesty. O Savior, dart thine arrows abroad and let them wound many, that they may fall down before thee and cry out for mercy. But there are some who are wounded, broken hearts that seek peace, men and women who want to hear the words which God commands. Oh, come, divine physician, and bind up every broken bone. Come with thy sacred oil, which thou hast compounded of thine own heart's blood, and lay it home to the wounded conscience. Let them feel its power. Oh, give peace to those whose conscience is like the troubled sea, which cannot rest. Oh God, our God, let not the teaching and the Sunday preaching of sermons or the personal visitations of individual minds, let not any of these efforts be in vain. Do give conversions. We groan out of this prayer from our very heart. Yet can we also sing it? For thou hast heard us plenteously already. And our heart doth rejoice in God, the Savior, who worketh so graciously among the children of men. We have been astonished as the Holy Ghost has fallen even upon the chief of sinners. And men afar off from God have been brought in. But Lord, do more of this among us. Let us see greater things than these. Where we have had one saved, let us have 100 to praise of the glorious name and the well-beloved. Bless our beloved church and all of its organizations. Oh God, take care of it. Oh Lord, will you make every member of the church a shepherd over others? Let all strive together for the good of all, so may thy kingdom come among us. Reign, Emmanuel, reign. Sit on thy high throne. Ride on thy white horse, and let the armies of heaven follow thee. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.